This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here today on Inside Douglas County. We've been doing a lot of programs, really most of our interviews, focusing on things related to COVID-19. Here's kind of a different angle. We talked about this a little bit one morning a ways back, but we want to go in depth because the event is getting closer, and that's the Roseburg Rotary Club Virtual Lamb Show and Premium Sale. Sam Lee, a member of the Douglas County Youth Market Auction Committee, making this happen. Talk about sort of what the situation is.
So in conjunction with our partners that always help put on Lamb Show, Douglas County Lamb Show, Douglas County Livestock Association, the Extension Office, of course, the FFA departments, and Rotary all get together with the Market Auction Committee, and we make Lamb Show happen, of course. Last month, all of a sudden, lo and behold, we couldn't have a lamb show because we couldn't have more than 25 people in the fairgrounds at a time. So with that said and gone, we sat back, reevaluated, and decided what the strengths were that we needed to keep going with lamb show. And that was making sure the kids took care of their projects, got them all ready to show, and had an outlet to show off what great work they've done with their projects, and that's the virtual lamb show. This week, right now, they're actually taking pictures and videos and downloading them so they can be judged by our judge, who he's an actual physical judge, but he'll be judging them virtually.
Interesting. You know, unlike some of the other things that we had in the newscast today where events aren't taking place, here you've got a event that takes a lot of planning, meaning the animal. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, never mind, because you still have the kid, you have the progress they've done, the work on the animal, you still have the animal to deal with. It really creates an interesting set of circumstances.
And quite a bit of headache and difficulty also. As we looked at trying to do a virtual show, we actually went out and had Zoom calls with quite a few outfits that do this until we figured out we could do it ourselves through some programming we have, just because all we needed from the kids were the pictures and the video. And in today's technology, cell phones can be taking video and downloading them to websites. So that part of it came together fairly easy for us.
Now, is this happening with 4-H groups and other places too?
So right now in the state, the most counties in the state don't have a lamb show or a fair this early, typically. The ones that do seem to have canceled. But right now, we're kind of the only ones that I know of in the state of Oregon that are doing a virtual lamb show. When it comes to fairs, that may be a little bit different. But for the lamb show, we're it on the virtual side.
Wow. And normally, the lamb show is in early June, right?
It's always the first Saturday of June, which this year falls on June 6th. And the big thing with the lambs are, even going an extra week, they can get too heavy. So we had to make sure we could stay timely with our projects for the kids. So all of their planning from the get-go came out right for the June 6th date.
And for some people, you might look at that if you aren't aware of a lot of these 4-H things, like me, but sit there and say, well, if we make it to phase two, then you might be able to have 100 people or more. Maybe that'll work, but you don't know that. But then you're also talking about the cycle of the animal.
That's correct. One of the reasons we have lamb show at the time we do is because historically in this area, we have the lambs are born somewhere between December and February, and they hit a maximum weight, but they hit their marketable weight right here about the 1st of June. And that's what the plan is, and that's what the project entails.
Well, it looks like a lot of work has gone into this in a short period of time.
It is. I have to hand it to Douglas County Livestock Association and the Market Auction Committee for really coming together and making it happen. And we've had a couple volunteers that have gone above and beyond. Rebecca Melton has stepped out and really, really made sure everything happens for us with the help of Wes up there, Sutherland FFA advisor. He's done an awesome job making sure we stay in front of things.
Wow. So kind of give us more details about how this will work. You talked about the kids are working on kind of their part this week.
Right. So, of course, there's two sides to this always. There's the youth participation where they've purchased this lamb back in March. They've had it themselves, taking care of it, feeding it, watering it, keeping it cleaned up, keeping it dry and safe, and working with it so it can be handled. And instead of being able to come to the show and show that off, what they're going to do is they're going to take two pictures, believe it's a side view and a rear view, and a minute to 90 second video of them working the lamb back and forth. So just like normal lamb show, they'll be showing those lambs. They have to be clean. Their lambs have to be clean. And then on June 7th, which is Sunday morning after what would be lamb show. That's when all those lambs are going to show up. We're going to weigh them across the scales. And then the next stage that we talk about is, instead of doing an auction this year, we're doing a premium sale, which is kind of, that's where the kids end off and market auction committee steps up. Realize OSU Extension came down this year and said the kids cannot personally go out and give out buyer's letters or request bids from people. So that was part of our driving force on doing this premium sale and just pooling donations.
So on the actual day itself, on Saturday the 6th, is there something people could watch, or is this more being done internally?
It's being done internally, but if you go on the DC Lamb Show page, Facebook page, Saturday we're going to start posting the results for individual classes. And that's going to be kind of exciting for the kids. Instead of standing there in the ring and receiving a ribbon, they're going to be watching Facebook and see as they get everything posted. So what we're trying to do is make these classes be about 15 kids, and there'll be somewhere around 17 classes. I believe we have 220 lambs that right now are still signed up for the program. And on that day, on that Saturday, we'll post those. And then Saturday evening, we're going to do a Facebook Live piece. And that's going to be kind of a little bit of a telethon kind of thing, trying to raise more money for the kids, but we'll be profiling the kids. We'll have some of their videos on, we'll have kids on there to speak and that kind of thing.
Wow. So this is like just a whole new box.
It's completely outside of Sam's realm, I can tell you that.
Because you don't have the auction, how do the kids make money on this?
So what we're doing is we're going through and contacting all of our buyers from the past year or two and asking them if they'll still donate to the kids. And what will happen, those donations will be pooled, and the kids in those classes will be placed 1 through 6 for blue ribbon, and then the rest of the blues, and then the reds. And for the kids that get a red, we'll just use kind of a, they'll get a 1 of the donation, where the kids that get the blues will get a 1.10 of the donation, and then it goes up 1.15, 1.25, all the way up to 1.5 for the first blue in the class. Because this is our first time doing a virtual show, we didn't feel comfortable trying to award a champion and reserve champion, so it'll just be top blues in each class all the way down through the reds, and if a youth is unfortunate enough to get a white ribbon, they're not allowed to sell, so they won't be a part of that pool.
Wow. This is very fascinating. How quickly did you and all the other folks work to put this together?
It was literally within 10 days we were putting out a buyer's letter to try and let the buyers know. As soon as this started to happen and we didn't have any guidance, we weren't sure how confined we were going to be. We were getting lots of calls from both kids, leaders, parents, and of course the community, who have always supported us. And so it was within 10 days we had our structure figured out, and then it was just fine tuning after that. We got a letter out to the buyers there about the 1st of May, which is when we typically do, which I was fairly proud of. And then we started feeding more information to the youth that are participating. Of course, the problem is, we say something in one letter, then we have to come back and kind of revise it. So it's been a little bit of a confusion having to make this happen on the fly. One of the guys said, we Apollo 13 this, which is about it. You've got a limited time, and you better make it work the first time.
Well, and so many things in every realm of different types of events as we've gone through this situation, and even from the government entities. I mean, honestly, there have been days, especially at the front end, where I revised the same story 3 times. In 24 hours, because the official speaking or the organization or whatever realized, well, no, we've got to do that a little bit differently. And so there's been kind of a constant shift like that for everybody.
Yes, yes. And we're no different than that. We did actually do a Zoom call with all the exhibitors that wanted to clue in, just so we could help get them the information directly firsthand, and hopefully so they could understand what we were asking.
And normally at the Lamb Show, how many people are out there?
Well, typical lamb show will run somewhere around 160 to say 180 lambs, and pretty easily throughout the day there's easily 500 people there throughout the day, and by the time we get to the sale there's well over 1,000 people at the sale.
Wow, pretty interesting. We're going to talk more about it in just a minute with Sam Lee, the virtual lamb show and premium sale. More when we get back, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Later today, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt, State Representative Cedric Hayden. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, Sam Lee from Roseburg Rotary talking about the virtual lamb show and premium sale. What was the response of the kids to all these changes?
Well, of course, right at the beginning, everybody was kind of throwing their hands up and going, we can't, this is impossible, no way. And as soon as they started to get more facts about what was happening and figuring out that the project is still the same project, just the way it's presented is the difference, we've had quite a bit of positive outcome from it. And we've got a lot of positive reinforcement from the community. It's really been amazing how everybody has come together around this virtual show.
You have buyers that often come to the event and pay good prices for these animals and now are being asked to kick in funds, not get the experience, but yet still being able to help out with the same cause.
Exactly. So one of the issues that the Market Auction Committee and Douglas County Livestock Association looked at was these kids will have easily $500 in their lamb between buying it, feeding it, and caring for it for that period of time. And right now, market for lamb is about 65 cents a pound. So you look at it, and they wouldn't even get $100 for their lamb if it was just taken up to the auction and sold. So one of the big pushes we had was we wanted to find a way to allow the community to support the kids and hopefully get the kids a premium above what they would get just selling their lambs at a typical commercial auction. And that's where we're at. And the response from our regular buyers has been excellent.
And I'm sure, some of them probably saw this coming, but so it's like, well, okay.
Right. So early on, of course, Cascade Credit Union, who has always been a great supporter, they came in and helped us right away with some things with the marketing and whatnot. They actually set up a donation link for us. So at no charge, you can donate money for the kids, whether it's $10 or $2,500, just by going to that link on their webpage. It's also referenced in other places on the Douglas County Livestock Association page and the DC Lamb Show Facebook page. But the other way is you can write checks and just mail them to P.O. Box 502, Roseburg, Oregon, 97470, and make those checks out to Roseburg Rotary. Those are tax-deductible donations, and after we receive all the donations, we'll be sending out invoices just so you have a tax-deductible invoice to utilize at the end.
We have talked for years about this event and also about 4-H and FFA in general with other animals at the fair as well. What do kids get out of this? What do they learn in the whole process of raising, whether it's lambs or some other animal?
Well, as anybody that is an older sibling that had to take care of your younger siblings, you probably have an idea of what that means. But these kids are totally responsible for the care and welfare of these animals. They're typically getting up early in the morning, feeding them in the morning, watering them, coming back in the afternoon, working with the animal, cleaning their pens, and then in the evening before they go to bed, they'll go out, feed them, check the water, and take care of it again. Of course, this sounds simple and easy, but by the time you add in all the school, sports, everything else happening in the world, the kids get fairly busy and things can get dropped by the wayside, but this cannot. If they don't feed those animals, they go hungry. So these kids learn a lot of responsibility. As well as that, there's a record-keeping portion to it. They have to budget. They have to keep track of all their receipts. And at the end, they say, typically, this year we can't do it, but they'll typically fill out a feed and growth record, which shows them how much their animal gained, what did it cost them to get that animal up to that weight, and what was the overall project cost.
For a lot of the kids this year, it's been so different with schools, all of that changing, the sports, etc. Some of the kids have probably had more time to work with these animals.
Well, we would hope, especially, we look at our seniors who get so busy with everything happening, trying to do everything for their senior year. And this year was so much taken off, they've had not only the time to focus, but thank goodness they were able to focus on this project and take one thing out of their senior year and say, I did the best I could do with it.
Yeah, no, it's it's a tough situation, especially Roseburg High last weekend, I think on Saturday, maybe Sunday as well, filming all the segments for what will be produced on the same day, earlier in the day, on the 6th of June. Other schools doing things differently based on the size of the school. Now, you mentioned these kids involved. So how many kids overall are participating in LAMP Show?
Right now we have 220 kids, I believe, that have signed up and agreed to submit their photos and videos. So we're down somewhere around 40 to 50 kids off of our normal.
But so. Still, I mean, given the alternative, most kids want to finish the process.
Correct.
They've got the animal. Why stop now?
Well, and part of it is for some of the kids, it just comes down to ability versus what the cost is. And for some of the kids, LAMP Show is kind of a sideline. It's not a focus. So maybe this year they decided to focus on something else, which is fine. What it does, though, is it brings me back to our sponsors that have been so awesome. I was talking to Steve Ulsrud of Sherm's early on, and he was just so happy that we had something going for the kids. And, of course, Douglas County Farmers Co-op is right there with us helping out, as well as Coastal and quite a few of our other businesses around town are just stepping up huge. Douglas Fastnet is in there as always, and as well as some of our other great sponsors. We'll be putting some more stuff out in the newspaper, radio, and TV, thanking some of these sponsors and, of course, last year's sponsors as always.
Well, and so ultimately, when you do the auction, most people don't actually want the lamb.
Correct.
So explain what the normal process is there.
So normally through the LAMP Show auction, the buyer, whoever buys the lamb, can either mark it to take it for themselves, they can mark it to go to a butcher of their choice, or they can mark it to go to resale, which means it comes back to Rotary. Rotary early on sets up a resale buyer who sets a price and says, I will pay X amount for a lamb. And then when we get done with everything, any buyer that did not want to keep their lamb, it goes in the resale pen and they get credited that amount towards their bill. This year, everything's going to resale, except you are able to step in and buy lambs for butcher. The problem is I can't guarantee you anybody's specific lamb because of how we're having to handle the sheep this year. It's just going to be group runs, basically.
Wow. All these just crazy logistics to make this happen.
That's it. It's quite something. And I feel for the folks that like the way everything's always been done, but this time we really had to step back and punt to get it all through, and I think we've done a pretty good job of it.
Well, and it's been, I mean, this has just been, you know, welcome to everyday life.
Yeah.
You're punting most everything and doing it differently.
That's it. Well, and especially when you look at the committee that's meeting at least once a week and we're having to do it virtually, when some of us, you know, all the way out there in Elkton are having to be on a cell phone just with a phone call because they can't do a Zoom or have the Wi-Fi connections to be able to do some of these things.
Interesting. Got about a minute and a half left on Inside Douglas County. So go through all the ways people can get involved in the community, whether it's individuals, businesses, et cetera, and help out with all this.
Anybody and everybody can donate to help out the kids for the premium LAMP Show premium sale. And it's very easy. You can go to Cascade Credit Union's website, and there's a big button there that says donate. You just click on that and walk through the steps, or you can write a check out and mail it to P.O. Box 502, Roseburg, Oregon 97470. That is Roseburg Rotary is who you make the check out to. And after we get everything in and settled, we'll turn around and print out invoices and let you all have a tax-deductible receipt.
And once all of this is done around June 8th, you'll breathe a big sigh of relief.
No, then we're going to be running fast trying to figure out how to make fair happen for these kids. So it's one right after the other.
Wow. And that's a whole nother topic into itself.
That's it.
Wow. Again, give folks that website and
the website, Cascade Credit Union, Cascade Community Credit Union website, right on the homepage is a donate button, or mail those checks to P.O. Box 502, Roseburg, Oregon 97470.
Sam Lee from the Roseburg Rotary Club talking about the virtual LAMP Show and premium sale. Sam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, and have a great day.
1257, News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.